The site contains the Academy Building, which first operated as a school in the early 1900s. Endeavor Village leaders considered several development proposals for the site, but federal law required local tribes to survey the area first. Using ground-penetrating radar, Ho-Chunk surveyors have found outlines of four mounds so far. Tribal archaeologist Jay Toff says many on the site were destroyed by the earliest operators of the school.
They basically just leveled the mounds. It was my understanding that they took the remains and used them for science projects in that school.
Toff says times have changed in the last century. He says local officials have put off plans to further develop the site out of respect for the mounds. Village President Kevin Boudry says board members and tribal officials will figure out the next step.
I'm looking forward to working with the Ho-Chunk on this project, and it's something that we can really work to maybe and potentially to the benefit of our community and their community.
One idea is to preserve the mound site to educate visitors on early Native Americans. Toff says he likes that idea. As for the Academy Building,
I wouldn't recommend saving the building. It would cost a considerable amount of money. It's a building that caused the destruction of the site in the first place, so I wouldn't want to keep a monument that reflects the destruction of a prehistoric site.
Toff says most mounds in Wisconsin are between 800 and 2,000 years old. State law prohibits the destruction or disturbance of mounds and other human burial sites. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.